from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Big weekend in college football. Florida State apparently is just dog butt, having lost their first two games. When you lose to Boston College, I know Bill O'Brien's there. He's been there for a minute. Not great, Bob.
How did they start in the top 10?
Last year, hype. And everybody thought DJU was going to be a lot better than he was, and turns out he's back in the ACC, and he's still not very good.
I feel like we need some accountability for just really awful top 10 voting by having the Seminoles in the top 10, and then they start out 0-2.
Well,
what are you doing?
We're going to be accountable to the football gods here as we welcome on the Sporting News college football writer, the great Bill Bender, joins us now in the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Bill, welcome to the show.
Hey, they all be accountable. I picked Florida State to win the ACC. That didn't go well, but, it is what it is. I think it's a combination of DJU. Their defensive line isn't good, and transfer portal stuff, right? Like, we praise the guys for being portal kings, and then when it doesn't work out, maybe that's what we don't hold accountable.
So my question to you then is, if you pick them to win the ACC, why?
Right. You thought that'd be Georgia Tech. And let's be honest, the ACC right now, Clemson lost. Virginia Tech was the other hot sleeper, and they lost to Vanderbilt. So, and Miami, there was a lot of hype around Miami, but how many times did we put hype around Miami? So I think the Hurricanes are that team right now. Now, in the 12-team playoff era, could they feasibly climb back into that ACC race? I suppose, but, we're banking on DJ. I think Nick said it best. We're banking on DJU to be a little bit better than he was. And even the throws he made last night, the good ones, they dropped.
Dead giveaway is when your coach goes to a new place and doesn't take you with him. I know that's an oversimplification, but when Oregon State's coach went to Michigan State and then DJU didn't end up there, it was pretty darn telling for anybody paying attention. I also watched him at Clemson and watched the guy fall apart. Bill, Will Howard's first game as Ohio State quarterback, it was against Akron, but what'd you think?
I mean, there's work. I mean, they got off to a slow start. They were pressing a little bit, and then once Will Howard settled in, doesn't hurt to have Jeremiah Smith, 6 catches, 8 targets, on a faster timeline than all these first-round guys that Ohio State's put in the NFL. I mean, Smith and Jigba and Wilson and Olave and Harrison, they didn't have, like, monster freshman years. Jeremiah Smith could be an All-American this year. That was kind of a stunner. And the defense is still very good. I don't think we're going to learn too much about Ohio State other than they're going to beat the first three teams on their schedule before they play at Michigan State. And it's about avoiding that complacency and playing loose and not trying to win the national championship on September 9th.
All right, that brings me to this. I think in one game, I'm already sold on this guy as being better than Kyle McCord. I thought the ball placement was so much more crisp, and I think that athleticism in the pocket is going to be a huge asset with an offensive line that still doesn't look like it has push. Is that a game one overreaction there, Bill?
Reminds me of the scrambling abilities a little bit, even maybe a little bit better than what Krenzel was way back in the day. So I think that will be an added element to the offense. We didn't really see, I was at a thing Sunday night at kind of like in a street festival, and I was talking to some guys, and they were asking me if they didn't think the running game looked good. I was like, I mean, 5 yards per carry, fine. Like, just because they don't score a touchdown every time, that's not that big of a deal. So I thought it was pretty complete, like I said. But, again, and I'll be honest about this. Akron, early in that game, Joe Moore had called some pretty good plays. They hung in there, and they kept fighting the whole time.
What do you think of Ohio State's offensive line?
That's going to be the big question, getting into Big Ten play. I mean, again, against Akron, you don't learn too much, but when they face a team with an actual pass rush and then they can blow things up, that would be the big question. And it's not even – Darryl, not even in Big Ten, I would say, as you get into the playoff. Ohio State, in my opinion, are top three. And the other two teams that impressed me most over the weekend were Georgia and, duh, because it's Georgia. And I think Alabama has ever been as good as I think they're better than people think. Just because Saban's gone, I think that offense looks really good with Kalen DeBoer. And they're going to be right in the mix for this national title all the way through.
Columbus is just a NFL factory down there. Would you say that if this team has a weakness, that it is in the trenches up front on the offensive side?
Probably. I mean, that's the one thing we could nitpick. And Donovan Jackson didn't play. I mean, that's another first-round pick that was missing. So they'll want to get him back, and that'll certainly help. And, you know, on the other side, I think the defensive line's more than fine. I mean, when you have that many guys, I think four or five guys that could have went to the NFL draft last year, JT Tuiomoloa looked really good. Denzel Burke had an interception where he kind of just wrestled it away from a guy. And Jack Sawyer was getting to the quarterback. Those guys are the leaders of that defense. I think offensive line, yeah, you got some guys banged up, but there's no apparent – I'll put it to you this way. There's just no apparent weakness on this team. They're just going to have to go out and do it.
Bill Bender, the sporting news in the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Should Brian Kelly have been that mad about losing to a USC team that is also top 25?
I don't think there's a person who looks more miserable doing their job on the planet right now than Brian Kelly. And, you know, even afterward, I think the lack of discipline is what gets me. 10 penalties, 99 yards. Quarterback Garrett Nussmeier played well. Both of those quarterbacks played well. And note to every coach or quarterback dad ever, those guys waited their turn. Garrett Nussmeier and Miller Moss, they played behind Heisman winners last year, and both of them looked pretty darn good on Sunday. As for Brian Kelly, yeah, it's a tough loss. They got to schedule an FCS opener in there somewhere. To lose five straight openers, I mean, just to get that streak out of the way. I still think it's a talented football team, but I think it's the lack of discipline that got me.
Yeah, I don't know if an FBS team is the fix for Brian Kelly either. Those guys tend to come out of week one firing. I wanted to ask you about the transfer portal and Dabo Swinney's, I guess, allergic reaction to it, or like,
well, allergic to winning, apparently.
Well, there's that too, but will there be a universe where Dabo Swinney realizes he's actually going to have to use a transfer portal, or he's going to be, transfer portaled out of Clemson?
Right. And, you know, that was pretty stunning. Not stunning that Georgia beat them, but I didn't think it would be that bad. And that stark, and that Clemson would again look that ordinary team, to be fair. And, you know, as Danny Cannell tweeted, I kind of agree with this. You can crown people portal king too, like Lane Kiffin. Well, Georgia beat them 52-17 last year. So, to the point, though, yes, Davin's going to have to alter some things he does. They lack the quarterback play that they've had in the past. They've lacked the receiver play for about 5 years. Remember, this is a team that won national titles with T. Higgins and Justin Ross and explosive Hunter Renfrow. Those were NFL receivers. There's not an NFL receiver on that roster right now. They still have a decent defense. They could still win the ACC. I wouldn't be surprised. But in terms of being that national championship heavyweight, I think we got our answer on Saturday.
Bill, Michigan has Texas this week, and I don't know if you noticed this, the quarterback play for Michigan this last week, not great. Sans J.J. McCarthy. What do you make of quarterback play week one, and do you think that they can get anything out of that quarterback position that'll help them beat Texas this weekend?
Well, it's gonna, in these big games, what's going to press is, I mean, not only was it the quarterback play and rushing two guys out there, their receivers had not Colston Loveland, the tight end, but the receivers had six catches for 34 yards. That's not going to do it against Texas. I think what Michigan has in their favor is you're not going to run the ball on them. It's one of the best defensive lines. It's probably the best defensive line in the country. and their defense is very good. They will need three turnovers to beat Texas. They will need to force Quinn Ewers to be inaccurate, which isn't out of the question. I just think in a game like that, you give me a top 10 game, and you have that big of a disparity between the two quarterbacks, it makes it really hard not to pick Texas to win the game, no matter how good the Michigan defense is.
Bill, I know usually we just talk college football with you, but the Browns are back. I got to know, what do you see as the ceiling and floor of this Browns team in about 30 seconds?
I mean, they could still get back to the playoffs. They've got the defense back. They got Deshaun Watson. Got to play well. They are in the toughest division in football. So, I mean, kind of use the same formula as last year. Steal a few games in the division, beat Pittsburgh, and try to split with Baltimore and Cincinnati. You'll go to the playoffs.
Bill, we appreciate you, buddy. Great stuff, and get ready for yet another raucous weekend in college football.
Hey, anytime. You guys are great up there. Thanks so much for having me on.
Thank you so much. Bill Bender there of the Sporting News.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.